My name is Dwayne DeFault, and welcome to Selling SaaS, a daily podcast that's built to get you quick hits of the best advice from the top experts for go-to-market strategies, sales, and product-led growth. The goal of this podcast is to help you learn more, get better, and execute in 10 minutes or less. Now let's get into today's episode.
Let's talk a little bit about the playbook, because I know something that's pretty cool. So I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So in my efforts, like I mentioned earlier about the student of the game, is I'm always learning. I'm always trying to figure out how to get better at something. And I actually, in the last year or so, I've been working with a lot of managers, the frontline directors, middle management people, basically the role that's between account executive, like senior account executive, top producer, and VP, that middle ground. So it could be a team lead, it can be a sales manager, it could be a director, it could be a regional director, whatever. It's that middle management ground. There's just not a lot out there for them. Basically, one of two situations happen. They get promoted internally, and they're told to, okay, just do what you were doing, but to the team. And so that sales rep is super stoked. They're like, yeah, I'm going to go be a sales manager. And they're hoorah. They're telling them to dial the phone more. Oh, you need to make more connections. You need to be more whatever on the call. You need to do your follow-up better. And they'll see some results early just by sheer force of enthusiasm. But then a few months goes on and the kind of the glow goes away. That halo effect of the new hire goes away. And there's nothing there to really dive in on. They're showing up to a quarterly business review, a QBR, or their OKR meeting, and they don't really have any answers as to what do you need to do as a sales team to actually make improvements and move the needle. And the other situation is you hire an outside person. So you hire an outside sales manager, and they come in, similar effect. They have the halo effect. Their new sales manager come from a big logo. They come in. They're like, all right, we're going to revamp the comp plan. We're going to get you a new slide deck, and we're going to do these things with marketing and all these things. Yay. In a couple months, same thing. Like, all right, growth's kind of stalled. The morale's kind of back to where it was, and you're right back to the spot you were in. Now you just have a bigger salary to pay as an organization. And so one of the things I've realized is there's a saying in sales called data-driven decision-making, right? And that's never really broken down for sales reps. And so what I've done is my goal is to kind of bridge that gap between the sales rep and VP and really give sales managers more capabilities, knowledge, and experience to make the impact that they need. So if you go to themetricmanager.com, there's going to be a playbook there. It's free. Just give me your email. I promise I won't bother you. But it's going to send, it's like a 10-page PDF of really taking a crack at how to unpack and understand the data behind the sales process. Inside of the playbook, I talk about two different pipelines. So you have your traditional sales pipeline, which is usually opportunity pipeline. So you look at qualified opportunity, you know, demo set, demo completed, negotiations, whatever your pipeline is. But the problem with that is it skips out on the entire pipeline that's more important. Yeah, I know. I always get the eyebrows with that one. But it's the activity pipeline. Most of the time, sales managers don't have insights or the ability to look at the activity pipeline. Calls, connects, appointment sets, demos, meetings, like all of those things. And so what I do is I really break it apart and I walk people through exactly, one, defining all of those things, two, what does a good activity pipeline look like, and then really how to go through the process of defining what's a leading indicator versus a lagging indicator. What does this result mean in this situation? Like if I want to impact the team and get more opportunities, without increasing marketing and without adding someone to the team, where should you do that? Where are the holes in the sales team and how should you go about adjusting that? Rather than just saying, dial the phone more, it's okay, well, we realize that the appointments that we're setting, we can convert a lot of connected calls to scheduled appointments, but no one's showing up. Like, okay. You can't just tell them to get better. You know, by way of using the data in the CRM to look at, okay, let's look at what's being said on those connected calls. So you know right where to go. And even furthermore, you can drill down to the individual reps and see across 10 reps, actually, the show rate is really shitty for these people over here. Let's go figure out what they're doing. But then let's look at that account executive who's got a really good show rate and see if we can implement the same process here. But it's really hard to see those things if you don't understand how to structure your CRM, how to look at the two different pipelines, and really how to unpack the data behind everything, and then how to kind of move the needle going forward. And that's how the problem is. A lot of companies are VC backed. They got a lot of money coming in and they're very impatient. It's just like, let's hire 10 reps this month, 5 reps this month, 10 reps next month. And there's not a lot of time and patience given to people to learn these things. And so there's a high level of attrition. I heard a statistic a year or so ago that just made me sick to my stomach. The average tenure for a new VP of sales or director of sales is 18 months. 18 months. And one, that's crazy to me because I'm like, you should know if your sales manager or department head is going to do their job well within the first 3 to 6. But that's the basic of this playbook. So obviously that's just a smidgen of what sales managers really need. But I wanted to make sure to give back to the sales management community to really understand where to start in the world of data that we live in and how to actually make the impact other than saying, we need more leads or we need to hire 2 more sales reps. It's like, no, you don't want to push the pedal to the metal with a V8 that's only running on 6 cylinders because shit's going to blow up. So let's figure out like what's working, what's not working by using the data that we have from all these tools and figure out what's the most impact we can do with the littlest amount of effort and then scale that because maybe you don't need to do a Braveheart style sales training on a Friday, getting everyone better at setting expectations on a demo when 7 out of the 10 are actually really good at it. And these 3 over here need some help. And so it's the goal of the playbook is to help managers understand how to lead their team by the data that's already there. And if it's not there, how to go and get it. So themetricmanager.com, you go there, get the free playbook. It'll get sent to your inbox and it'll give you a nice kind of the metric Bible to kind of go off of and really start utilizing the data that's in there.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Selling SaaS podcast. And if you got value from today, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, we'll be here for you tomorrow so you can learn, grow, and execute in 10 minutes or less.